Now I can see you. Oh, I lost you. I see you, but you're frozen. Can you see me? Okay. Hallelujah. I cannot hear you at all. So, folks, we are getting ready here. We're going live for our broadcast in India, and I just want to encourage you. And I promise I'm gonna I will remember today to turn the broadcast off over there on the TECN feed at the top of the hour. So in about 20 minutes, but we are getting ready to go. We will remain live, I should say, across the rest of our network. Can you hear me? I am not able to hear you at all. Hello? Let's see. Hello, brother. Hello, dear brother. Can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2. All right, so we are trying to make our connection with my dear brother in India. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every attack of the enemy to block this connection, to interfere with the technology. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to bless our service today. I ask you, Father God, to pour out your spirit in our service today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Here we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is an honor to be with you this evening.
It is an honor to be with you.
I want to thank you for coming out tonight. And I want you to know how much... And I want you to know how much God loves you. I want to share with you an amazing story of how God saved my life. So let me begin by sharing. This is Pastor Chicana. That's me, my testimony. We serve an awesome God, and there is victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Can they see Bishop Bath Kardia or the Namu Barakat?
I want you to know that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I want you to know that the Lord loves you. And today, I'm going to talk to you about how he saved my life. All right, folks, be patient. Pray, please. As this happens, we're in a remote area, and there become challenges at times with the connectivity. Pastor Samuel actually has to carry the Wi-Fi with him. He brings a device with him that connects to internet, and then we connect the computer to that device, but it can become challenging. And so, Father, we just come against the efforts of the enemy to interfere with us being able to share the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, wash and cleanse in holy blood our connection. Wash and cleanse me in the holy blood. Lord, if there's anything that the enemy is using, any accusations he's using against us to interfere, I ask forgiveness, I ask grace, and I ask mercy. I ask for a washing and a cleansing of the holy blood of Jesus Christ in Nazareth who came in the flesh. And I ask for a restoration of this connection. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every power, even over this village, over this community, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. I claim this community. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, over this community right now, that there will be no interference, that there will be no successful efforts by the enemy to interfere with the connection, physically or spiritually or in any way. Victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me try making this call back. See what happens here. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. It's a war, folks. It's a war. It's a spiritual war. And what we know is the devil loses. The devil loses every time. He may not know it yet, but he's lost. Taking some apple cider vinegar gummies and some ashwagandha. And now I'm going to drink my drink. This is Vibe Ultra Shot and Resvante. And I start my day out with it. And then about 4 hours in, I take a second shot, a second dose. What I don't have left is much water. So, I may have to get up here in a second and get some. But we'll start out with this. Yeah, I'll be right back. Oh, here we go. See what happens. Looks like we have a not so good connection going on. Oh, maybe. Maybe. Hallelujah! Still frozen. Hey! Here, take the black one. Bring me a little towel to put this on, please. Hello? Hello, India. Hang on. Let's see if we get that on the screen. We're trying to get that connection. Thank you. Yeah, it's like connect. 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 Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Oh, no. All right. Only 10 more minutes before I have to jump off here. You'll find me. Let me show that real quick because, yeah, it's kind of important. Let's see. Man, I got too many tabs open, I'm telling you. All right, so. Hello? Sorta, kinda. Do I see you? No, it says it's saying reconnecting. All right, so you're going to go over here to show archives. You're going to click on the video and audio link. And then don't go to Rumble. Go down here to Clout Hub and click on that. And you'll see me live right here. Well, yeah, there's the live feed right there. And you'll just click on that live feed and you'll be able to continue to watch me. So there you go. All right, I'm back. It says reconnecting. Yeah, it's the screen's is not good. Let me show you. I'm going to send you a picture. I It just says reconnecting. It does not seem to be working. All right, so you see me. The problem is I can't hear you. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to pretend that you can hear me, and I'm just going to start talking and take my little normal breaks. Yeah. Well, on my end, it's not clear. Let me show you again. This is what I see. What I see is it just says reconnecting, no connection. And I can't hear you. Talk to me. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Now I heard that. Keep talking so I know what.
Hello, sir.
Okay, now I hear you. Praise the Lord. Now I hear you.
Yeah. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm also great.
All right. Can you see the picture of me in the hospital?
No.
Okay, let's try it again then. Hello. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you see the picture of me in the hospital on the screen?
We can see you.
All right. Do you see the hospital picture? Hello?
No.
I can't hear you.
We cannot see your any photo in hospital.
Okay. It's telling me that I'm sharing the screen.
But here.
Is it not letting me share the screen?
I think so.
Interesting. How about there?
Yes.
All right. Hang on. I got to figure out how to do this. Because I'm trying to hold it. All right, well, we'll just kind of try to do it like this. This is going to be a little different. So this is a picture of me 6 years ago in the hospital. I was involved in a catastrophic car accident. And I was in this vehicle. I was sitting in the passenger seat when this truck pulled across the highway in front of us. This truck pulled across this road right here. And we hit him at 88 kilometers per hour. The damage that you see right here where this red circle is shows that we hit the vehicle so hard that we knocked the cab off the frame. All right, I don't know that I'm still connected. Well, folks, we are we're going to keep kind of trying to make this happen. And I will be back with you for more Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow, and I'll let you know, for those of you that aren't able to continue watching, how it went. Otherwise, as I mentioned previously, you can go over to the Chosen Generation Radio page and and you can watch it over there at Clout Hub. That's at Pastor Greg CGR on Clout Hub. And I'm going to say goodbye to our dear friends at TECN TV. Catch Texas Fully Loaded coming up next. Okay. It sounds like you can hear me.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right. And let me try again to share the screen. So if I do that, can you see the picture of the truck?
No.
Okie doke. How about now? Can you see the picture of the truck now?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to figure out how to move the microphone around so you can hear me and I can do this. All right. You should see how I'm trying to accomplish this. It's probably pretty funny to watch. That's the damages to the front end of our vehicle. You can see the most of the damage is on the driver's side. I was seated in the passenger seat when we made impact with the truck. And the tools from the back of the truck came flying through the windshield and were headed directly at my daughter, who was driving the vehicle.
Did
ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਦੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਦਾ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਅਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਦੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਵੱਲ ਸਾਰੇ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਤਾਨੀ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਦੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਆਏ
Which required me to dive from the passenger seat to the driver's seat in order to save her life. The word of God says, The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him.
ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਵਾਈਫ ਦੇ ਮਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਚਨ ਪਾਇਆ ਯਹੋਵਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਬਲ ਅਤੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਢਾਲ ਹੈ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਉੱਤੇ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ
ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਹੈਲਪਡ Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Hallelujah. Okay, there we go.
Yes, sir.
And so this is the interior of the vehicle that we were in. And as you can see, there's blood on the steering wheel, and there's also blood across the dash and a puddle of blood in the seat. In the picture on the right, you can see the big giant hole in the windshield. That's where the tools were coming through, and in the early days after the accident, I had a memory of hitting the tools with my hands and my wrists. I actually hit the steering wheel so hard that I flattened a portion of the steering wheel. And so this is a picture of my face when I arrived at the hospital. My injuries were not just to my face and my hands, but my entire body was injured. And when they flew me in to the hospital on the helicopter, they said that I had about a 2% chance to survive. But my wife began praying immediately. And the scripture that came to her mind was Psalm chapter 3.
ਤੇ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਾਸਟਰ ਦੀ ਵਾਈਫ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਚਨ ਆਇਆ.
Starting at verse 2, it says, many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I awaken again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And so I had 17 surgeries over the course of 5 days. I died 3 more times during those surgeries. In this picture, I'm showing you the X-ray of the base of my skull and my neck. I fractured the base of my skull on both sides, and I fractured my neck at C3, front and back. I also broke my back in 3 places between T1 and T5. There you can see the scar on my back from where I broke it. No, that doesn't work. We'll do it this way. Remember, I said that I knocked down tools as they came through the windshield. These X-rays here show the fractures to both hands, the breaks, and the breaks in my wrists. In addition to that, I also broke my left hip, femur, and I broke my pelvis as well.
Yes, sir.
And this picture shows the break to the lower portion of my left leg. I broke both the tibia and the fibula. As badly injured as this left leg is, they told me that this is my good leg.
Pastor,
That's because on my right leg, I crushed the bottom of my right knee, the top of the right tibia, and severed the nerves and the main artery. And so in these pictures, you can see where in the upper right hand or the upper left hand, I'm wrapped up pretty much from head to toe. And they had to put these black halos on both legs. My right leg became so severely swollen, they had to do what's called a fasciotomy. With a fasciotomy, what they have to do is they have to cut the leg open and then they pack it with a sponge and they use a tube to pull out the excess fluid. In my case, they actually had to do what's called a double fasciotomy, meaning they cut open both sides. Here's a video of when one of the doctors came in to see me. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Keep checking on you every day, but for now we're just gonna put that stuff on your eye to keep it moist. Okay?
And so there's a picture of what they were actually working on. They came in and unpacked the leg, and then they were going to repack it.
This changed today, and that's kind of the plan for today. All right? We may start decreasing a couple of your medicines, but just so we can end up thinking about getting you home, we got to stop some of the stuff that you're on here in the hospital. But we'll let you know before we do any of those things.
Right.
Okay? Keep checking on you every...
And so here's the progression. In the first picture here is when I was lying in intensive care where I was at for 6 weeks. The tube in my nose was how I was eating. They were feeding me through the tube in the nose, and they were breathing for me through the tube in my mouth. And if you look closely, you can see that there is a what they call a port here where they actually had to inject the fluid in order to try to bring me back to life to restart my heart. The picture next to that is the very first time that I ever sat up in the hospital. I had a tracheotomy but I had been lifted up and put into this chair. Hallelujah. The third picture shows the progression of me moving from the intensive care unit to the acute care unit. And the fourth picture is a picture of my daughter coming to visit me in the acute care rehabilitation. And finally, I was allowed to be able to go home. When they sent me home the first time, I still didn't have any use of my right leg. You can see that it's all wrapped up. And my daughter Colin helped me to come up the ramp that some friends had built for us at our house. And here's a picture of me a little further along in my recovery. I was able to use a bicycle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, many have asked me, how was your daughter Jackie? Here's a picture of Jackie and the rest of my family with me about 4 months after the accident. And this picture up top here is the bruise on my arm from where the seatbelt didn't completely release. And the dinner picture down here is a picture of myself with my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan. Just over a year ago, my daughter Jackie got married. This is the daughter who was in the accident with me, and I was able to walk her down the aisle. And then I turned around and I officiated her wedding sitting in my wheelchair. What a mighty and awesome God we serve. Hallelujah.
ਇਸ ਮਹਾਨ ਤੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਖੁਦਾ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ
And this is a picture of my family at the wedding, celebrating the wedding and celebrating me being able to be there. Hallelujah. There we go. And now you can see me. And I think we finally have a clear picture. Many of those that I have spoken to about my accident have said that never in all of their medical years have they seen someone with as many injuries as I had all over their body. And more to the point, someone with this many injuries that survived and is functioning in the way that I have been able to function. Hallelujah. There are some things that God, there are some things that God showed me before this accident ever happened that I believe played a dramatic role in my ability to be able to survive. And one of the most important things was the issue of faith. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. And the God of the Christian Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It also says that sin is what separates us from Him. The root of all sin is rebellion and disobedience. The Bible says that rebellion and disobedience, that sin, the wages of it is death. The reason for the suffering that we experience, the reason for the world being in the condition that it's in, is because of this issue of sin.
Oh.
ਔਰ ਜੋ ਫਸੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਜ ਇਸ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਖਿਲਾਫਤ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਣੇ ਹੋਏ ਆ, ਇਹਦੀ ਸਮੱਸਿਆ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਆ, ਉਹ ਆ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਾਈ
anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, lying, stealing, all of these are sin. And they are all rooted in disobedience. But they're a direct result of a nature that we are born with. That thing that drives the internal struggle on the inside. That causes us to do sometimes the things that we wish that we would not do. Or to think the things that we wish we would not think. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God has provided a way for us to be transformed. A way for us to be set free from the wages of sin. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was sent so that we could be set free from sin. So that we could be born into a new life. No longer would we have to struggle in the darkness. It's important for us to understand the love of this God who sent his Son to die for us. The Creator of heaven and earth sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for our rebellion. I would have rated the call terrible, but I didn't get a chance. Well, friends, we are experiencing significant issues with our transmission today into India. And unfortunately, these kinds of things happen because of the location that we go into sometimes. So, kind of a bummer. All right, I'm going to kill the audio feed because I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't even show that he's able to be on right now. So I'm going to kill the audio feed. For those of you that are following along, let me just go through this very quickly. The accident that I was in, I should never have survived, according to the doctors, according to the medical reports. I should not be here or be able to be functionally able to have these conversations. I shouldn't be able to be doing the radio show that I'm doing. None of these things in the natural are at all possible. There's only one explanation for them, and that's God, through his son, Jesus Christ. The Lord prepared me by giving me an understanding of what faith was, the act of faith. And I hope that you will encounter that faith. Hang on, let's see what happens here. All right, I'm going to have to step away for a minute. Hi. Pastor, I have to take a small break. I have to take a small break. I'll be right back.